buying behavior has changed. Prospects don't click on links in emails anymore, and they don't watch the videos you spend hours creating every week. Instead, send personalized gifts and memes using VidYou. You can quickly create engaging, personalized content that immediately grabs your prospect's attention, helps you stand out in the inbox, and does it all without forcing them to click anything or go anywhere. Head over to vidyou.io/salescast to sign up for free and spend less time getting your messages across and more time selling. My name is Colin Mitchell, and welcome to Sales Transformation, a daily podcast with the best moments from the most respected people in the sales world. The goal of this show is to give you a daily dose, weekends included, in 10 minutes or less to help transform the way you sell. I hope you enjoy today's episode, and now to David to tell you what you can expect in today's episode.
Knowing, liking, trusting. You know, sometimes we focus too much on the profile of the prospect. We forget about what's really important, which is the prospect's point of view. Letting the prospect know about you, if they would like you and trust you, is equally as important as getting to know them. So don't miss this very insightful round with Mark as he and Colin unpack more about building trust, only here in the latest episode of Sales Transformation.
Here's what I know from coaching. Here's what I know from being successful in sports. Here's what I know from having success in sales is that you can never control the outcome. You just can't. I don't care if it's the scoreboard. I don't care if it's your monthly budget. I don't care what the outcome is that you're trying to get to. You can't control it. But what you can control are the activities. And so as a sales professional, I know the one thing that I need to own across the board in order to be successful is attention. So how do I get people's attention? To me, the answer to that is show up differently. So if I have to use the phone, how do I show up differently through a phone? If I have to use the email, how do I show up differently through email? If I have to use social media, how do I show up differently through social media? That to me is, so you have to have a tool belt of how you create conversations.
All right. So give us an example, whatever medium you want, of showing up differently.
So to me, if I don't care what form it is, whether it's social media, whether it's phone, whether it's email, I'm showing up about a thing that they did. I don't care how deep I have to research. I don't care how far down Google I have to go. I'm going to find something that they wrote, an interview that they were in, a picture that was posted. I'm going to find something that I know means something to them. And that's the first thing I'm talking about with them before I go anywhere else, is that thing that I know matters to them and is about them. To me, if it's email, using video is the number one thing that people should be doing, that if they're not doing it, they don't understand the amount of success they could be having as opposed to just sending a regular email.
Yeah. Yeah. And showing up differently makes such a big difference. And you know what? Not every time you do it, is it going to work? You know, there's still going to be some people that aren't going to pay attention. But if you have that process and that discipline to consistently do it, you're going to get more yeses, more wins, more positive replies than if you're not.
It's the same way as having a process to going about cold calling, old school cold calling. Now, I'm talking about smiling and dialing, right? Like all you're doing is you know nothing about the people on this list. You're just calling people, trying to use your script to keep people on. That's a process, right? Well, if you back that process up a little bit and say, before I do any of that, I'm going to spend 15 minutes on research, just 15 minutes. You don't even have to go into the hours of research that you could do. Spend 15 minutes on finding something that's important and relevant to that person and making your outreach about them and not you. When you try, when you deliver value immediately and you care about what other people care about, now you've got a real opportunity to build a relationship Because in the reality is that people buy from people they know, like, and trust. End of the story. I don't care what thing it is. Everything is commoditized now. So the real difference maker is, if everything is the same, I want to work with somebody that I know, like, and trust. So how can you build that foundation of knowing, liking, and trusting in the first, very first interaction that you have with a prospect?
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're enjoying the show, drop us a review on your favorite podcast platform. And we hope that you'll tune in again tomorrow, as we are here for you every day, weekends included, to help you transform the way you sell.